from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so that person talking there is Jesse Marsh. He is the manager or head coach, same thing, of the Canadian team that is playing Argentina tonight in the semifinals. How often in sports in general, and I would say soccer is not too different than like football and hockey for this. It's not like you'd hear that often. How often, Sal, do you hear a coach from an opposing team go that in on... Like, you get asked about another team that you're not even involved with right now, and you're like, oh yeah, lack of discipline. Pretty crazy.
So Jesse Marsh, tell me his background.
So he is American, which is, you know, some people are frustrated he's not their manager right now. Maybe he will be. He is American. He long career playing in the MLS, played for the U.S. national team like a couple games, and then was an assistant coach for the U.S. national team before going to coach in like Germany, Bundesliga, the Premier League. Like he's got a big resume for an American.
Well, that's why. But you're right. You don't normally hear it, but he's obviously invested, right? He's invested what happens here with the American team. So I get it. And you're right. You don't normally hear something like that, Joe. I just feel like last week, whatever it was, they lose Copa America.
Yep.
They don't advance. There's obviously a lot of outrage or people upset, whatever. I bring on Nick Mendola. We chat about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Want to learn about what's going on here. He called it the golden generation or something.
Yep. It's often this group of players has often been labeled as the golden generation. Yeah.
Here's the issue with me. I feel like we're here like every other year talking the same thing. Isn't this just the Sabres situation, but on a soccer scale every couple years instead of every year? Is this happening every year? How come it hasn't changed?
It is. I would say this would be, I'll use the Sabres as a comparison here. This would be like, because of the player talent, It would be like if the Sabres had... I'm trying to think of like what they could do. They had made all the moves you want. They have all the players you want. Like, talent through the roof. And then they're getting the same results. It'd be like if they signed Stamkos. They sign Stamkos and trade for Martin Nietzsche and do all some other stuff. And, oh, they were still really bad? It would be kind of like that. Like, I guess the real difference is, in the past, when they've failed, it's often pointed out, well, yeah, like, their players aren't that great. Like, they're fine, but okay. They're a lot of MLS guys. They're, you know, they'll have two, three guys that are considered, like, world-class that play in Europe or somewhere else, and that's about it. But now, every single player on the team that starts for them plays in Europe and are considered, like, you know, not the best in the world, but world-class players. They play in the Premier League. They play in Germany. They play in Italy. And that's new. That's not normal. They didn't usually have players that were good enough to do that. And they're still getting the same results. So there's a very, I think it's a different sort of outrage now. Because now it's, wait, we finally have the players talented enough to compete with these teams. Why are we getting the same results as 10 years ago when we didn't have the players that were talented enough? That's a lot of what's happening right now.
I feel like, and I think you'd agree, I mean, it just seems like the last 30 years even.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, when did the American women win with Brandi Chastain? What year was that?
That is 98.
It's 90s. Okay, well, I go back to then even, when it was like, okay, here we go, U.S. soccer. And I know it's women and men, but especially the women, and they've obviously had a lot of success, we know that. But it was, even going back then, how there's this groundswell of soccer's becoming this big Americanized sport now.
Yep.
And yes, it's always been in Europe and around the globe, and now we're finally doing it right here. And I will tell you, from a grassroots football, American football fan, and football, the sport of football, has lost a lot of athletes going to soccer for a lot of reasons, right? Not even criticizing for that, but this has happened. A lot of younger people have gravitated to soccer over the last 20, 25 years in the United States, and it always feels like the conversation is, yep, it's coming, and America's coming, and we're doing this, and soccer that, and it's growing. And you know what? I think from a level of, look at what's happening in MLS. Look what's happening around these youth leagues and all these teams popping up. Heck, we have what Nick's doing here in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
And what other people are trying to do here in Buffalo. It has been amazing. Why hasn't that translated to winning at the top?
Right. Matt, like Nick, I saw FC Buffalo's going to host the Women's Soccer National Championship coming up a little bit later in the year. July? Oh, no, in a couple weeks.
Because all that other stuff is true. It has happened.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
like
definitely.
All of the other stuff about how soccer is growing and it's becoming a much more American sport than it ever has been over the last 25 to 30 years
right.
is absolutely true. We see that every day, everywhere. You drive by Delaware Park on a random weekend and there is kids play soccer happening on like 10 different fields.
Right.
Okay, that is happening everywhere. But all of a sudden, but because of that, this was supposed to translate into, we're also going to be much better on the national stage.
Right.
And it hasn't.
That's the anger.
That's what I'm wondering, why that hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's the anger too. The anger right now is, right, like forever it's been, oh guys, soccer's coming. And if you're not like a major soccer fan, you're probably rolling your eyes. I was like, oh, okay, I've been told that my whole life.
Yes.
But now,
yes.
Now it was like, I don't know that you'll hear it as much anymore. Like, I'm not out here saying soccer's coming. It's supposed to be here. Like, it's
right.
Supposed to be here right now that, like, this is it. This is what you wanted. You wanted a pipeline that's, you know, improved over what it once was and, you know, more fan engagement. And how does that translate? Better players, more talented players, players that can play in Europe, some of the biggest clubs in the world. Like, that's what you've been shooting for. Okay, I got there, right? These are great players that make it to giant clubs that have success on the club level, but then they go put on red, white, and blue, and why am I getting the same results that I always had? And that's where all of it really right now, and maybe all of it being put on one guy is unfair. I don't even know. It might not be. Like, this is, it feels like, to go back to a Sabres comparison, I feel like Ralph Kruger is the coach again. I feel like it's just so bad. Like, it might just be one person. It really might. It might just be that Greg Berhalter, their manager, is so bad at his job that he really is dragging them down that much. Like, that's really where I'm at. This guy that we just played the clip of coming in, Marsh, who's going to coach Canada tonight, who's American and has a much better resume of coaching soccer than the U.S. guy does right now. I mean, Berhalter, who coaches the U.S., he's coached one MLS team, and he had a 35% win percentage. This guy had good MLS success, then went to Austria, then went to Germany in the Bundesliga, then went to the Premier League, and, like, he's going around the big clubs.
So what's
the
he doing
wrong? There's politics involved.
Is it strategy? Is it okay? So this is great. So I'm interested in this discussion. I don't follow it like you do because I want to know this.
Yeah.
So to me, you tell me that, and it can be simple as the guy just sucks as a coach. That's fine.
Yeah.
It does not sound like that to me when you talk. It sounds like they have a systematic problem, not a coaching problem.
Yeah. Well, he determines the system, and I think that's part of his criticism, is that he plays...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A system that... like he.
No, I don't mean system X's and O's, Joe. Oh, okay. I mean a USA soccer system.
Okay.
From like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
How the system works in the country to determine the players, who gets where, the politics of it, as you say. That's not on the coach. That's on, to me, it sounds like it's a USA soccer systematic issue.
And that's, I think that's completely fair. I think, absolutely. You want to, I mean, that's a deeper conversation than even I think I'm capable of having. But I have no doubt there are fatal flaws that soccer federation has that keeps this national team back. Like, no doubt in my mind at all that that's happening. And I think the manager is evidence of that. His brother, the manager's brother, is on the committee that selects the coach. Like, it's hard to not think that there's just inner politics working is the only reason why the dude has the job he does.
It feels to me like the people criticizing him, and I am not here to defend him. I don't know enough about him to defend him.
Yep.
Okay? It feels to me a lot like people not seeing the forest through the trees when you tell me the things you're telling me. You want to point at this guy. To me, it's an organizational, systematic issue within soccer and how it's treated and handled to get to that level and to determine who's where and who's doing what things and what roles.
Yeah.
It's a very to me, it sounds a little bit like I had Coley Harvey on last week, okay? Mm-hmm. Coley covers football for ESPN. I don't know if you know who Coley is, okay?
Yeah, yep.
But Coley was also at the U.S. track and field trials in Oregon. And I love track and field. I coach track and field. I love watching it. And one thing that's happened in track and field, and Coley and I touched on this, is the USA should always be near the top of all of the relays and sprints, okay? We should be, in men and women, they should be either gold or silver almost every year, it feels like, in your 4x1, in your 4x2, okay? Your 100 meter, your 200 meter, four people.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't sometimes, and they have issues at the ends of, like, during Olympics, this has happened because the rest of the world has teams that literally, like, work cohesive for, like, years at a time. The mm-hmm. U.S. treats it where they have this pool of sprinters that they put together kind of 6 months before the Olympics that you have to qualify to be in the pool. And they don't have this, they treat it differently, and it hurts them at the end of the day. There's a systematic issue to me with the U.S. sprints teams and how they and why they don't win at the end sometimes at the Olympics when they get there.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I would bet heavily that is the same exact thing that's happening with the soccer team right now. 803-0550, if you have a thought on this, Robin Amherst does. Rob, it says on the thing, is a youth soccer coach, so might be more qualified to talk about this.
Help me out, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for letting me on.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
One of the things that we do in this country with development of soccer, it's a really a pay-to-play kind of sport here. So some of our best athletes, our best young soccer players, never have a chance to play where they're going to get exposure for the development.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an affluent sport here, so some of the best programs, it could cost a family $5,000-$7,000 a year to have a child go through that. I used to travel to Europe quite a bit years ago, and the way the European programs work, the pro teams actually sponsor all of the youth programs. So it doesn't matter how much money your family has, they're truly looking for the best players, and that's not the way we do it here. It's more of a money-making grab, honestly, for some of the programs. But it's very expensive, and that's why we don't get our best athletes.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob, for the call. Well, that's disappointing, if that's how that works.
Soccer was supposed to be the sport that wasn't like that, though, wasn't it? It's not the expensive sport.
It's not hockey.
It's not golf.
Right.
It's supposed to be the sport that was the easiest for an entry point.
Yeah.
Is that what's changed?
I guess. That's how that sounds, right? That's how it sounds from Rob there.
That's disappointing.
Yep. Hard to... World Cup coming in 2 years, by the way, here in the U.S., which is why another reason why, like, there's a lot of angst. Like, come on. You got 2 more years to turn this thing around before you get embarrassed on an even better... on an even greater scale. We'll see. They could... Last thing on this. The guy we played coming in, Jesse Marsh, they could just hire him. They might just be waiting for Canada to be
done. Maybe he's politicking for the job in that piece.
I think he wants it. I mean, the way he sounded there, I've heard him on other podcasts talk about it. Even like anger from him on how his interview process went the last time he interviewed for it, that he didn't get it. You know, he probably feels like now, you know, I don't know. What would he do? How close is he now to Canada? You know, he's coaching them through their greatest tournament they've ever had. I don't know. Would he feel like he's betraying them if he leaves right before the World Cup in 2 years? I don't know. But maybe he'll leave.
The problem I have talking about this is, again, okay, change the coach.
Yeah.
I'm just, from an outsider looking in, as a guy who's trying to understand this better, I don't know if it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same thing people talk about with the Sabres, right? Does it matter who the GM or coach is if you have a systematic issue within the organization and how it's structured or what the perception of the organization is and not getting people here and all these things we're talking about? So it feels like to me, that whoever you hire has to overcome that, which is even another hurdle.
Which is possible, though, right? Like, I don't even want to say I agree with this, but I'm sure you've seen it. Usually it's in context of talking about the Sabres. How many people do we see on Twitter, Buffalo sports fans, say they got lucky with Bean and McDermott? It gets said a lot that they got lucky with Bean and McDermott. And I don't know that it's right. I don't ever say it myself. But, you know, that comes to mind for me when you say that is, well, okay, I might have a systematic problem, but if you happen to land on the right guy that's able to overcome that. Well, like, that's, I guess that's what I'm rooting for. I guess that's what I'm stuck rooting for on this front. Because, man, you land on the right coach, you know, I know it's a different sport, but you land on the right coach, that might be all it takes to change everything. Maybe he can drive that. I don't know. It's a very optimistic view, though, that, like, yeah, one job changing can really lift everything up. I don't know any other way to be hopeful about it, though. It's very
you need a guy like Sal Capaccio who doesn't Sal know what's Capaccio. Happening to go in there and say, I have no idea what is wrong here, so I'm going to evaluate it all, and I'm going to tell you what's wrong after doing it.
I love it. It's the reverse Ted Lasso. It's the reverse Ted Lasso. Sal, the former football coach.
I don't
want to
be the coach. I
want to
go in and tell you what they're doing wrong.
Oh, he wants to run the thing. That's what he...
Okay. No, I just want to tell you how you... Wait. I'm going to look it. And say, look, you're structuring all this wrong.
Okay. I like it. Go ahead. I'll let you through.
I have no idea.
I don't do that. 803-0550 is the phone number. All right, soccer segment. Love that. U.S. got eliminated a week ago. They won't play for a while. 803-0550 is the phone number. We will talk some Titans coming up at 9 o'clock. Another team on the Bills schedule that we'll spend a few minutes on coming up at 9 with Tyler Rowland from Locked On Titans. And we'll reset on our Keon Coleman conversation from earlier because we still have some tweets coming in on that. And I'm sure people want to get on the phones on Coleman. That's coming up. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here in Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.